Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior multi-sport star, basketball, field hockey, and lacrosse, currently in the lacrosse season, Pelham High School, Taylor Green. Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine, thank you. It's fantastic for you to join, and a well-deserved award, by the way, as I look over your nomination letter and your extensive accolades over three sports. By the way, it made me tired, and I took a nap, but I'm okay now. And also, we've got with us your coach, Kaylee Howe. Hi, coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. So I asked this before we started recording just to see exactly where the team was at the moment, because the nomination letters, sometimes they can be a week or so behind. You all are 11-4, Taylor. How are you feeling now, just for the team itself? And as you move forward, this is your senior year. I'm sure obviously you've got some high expectations for the team. How do you feel at the moment?
I'm excited. Good record, hoping to get a good seed, get us a little far into playoffs. Anybody can win on any given day. We're just hoping to make it as far as we can go. Hopefully win a section, because we haven't done that yet, at least in my years. So I'm excited, hoping that we can pull through, maybe cause an upset. Never know what'll happen.
Okay, well, that was one of the other questions I was going to ask that you just sort of answered, that you have not won a section. So where did y'all finish last year?
Coach K could correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we lost in the quarterfinals last year.
Okay, all right. So then now, obviously, that is the next step that you want to take, and you're doing well in that regard, sitting at 11-4 at the moment. Let's see. I also see now, according to the nomination letter, in these 14 games, sorry, and it's just me, you're averaging 5 goals a game and 7 points. I mean, that's that's incredible. I mean, that's tiring, too. That's another. I took a second nap, by the way, when I read that. And I see you've got like 68 goals, 29 assists. And you also passed in that process early on the 200 goal milestone. And you are the only person, according to this nomination letter, who has done that at the school. I mean, that's almost a little surreal, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, how does that feel knowing that, you're up in the rafters somewhere, at all times, all-time leading scorer?
I mean, it's awesome. It's a really great accomplishment, but I couldn't have done it without anybody else on that team. Surreal is the best way to explain it, like scoring those goals. It feels much better when you get a win, which we've obviously done a couple times, but it really is surreal. It's awesome.
And right now, you've got these personal milestones that you're achieving, but at the same time, the team is playing well also.
Okay.
So this is this hopefully is turning out to be a pretty darn good senior year for you. And I see, and it's not just lacrosse either, which, by the way, and I don't want to forget this, not that I would, you are going to be heading to, was it Stonehill College or University?
College,
and that's Division One to play lacrosse, and that's pretty exciting. So what was that process like? Because I'm going to assume that Stonehill was not the only school that came knocking on your door.
Yeah, that process can be tiring, but it all works out at the end. It was definitely an experience, but it was very exciting to see all of your hard work come make this possible. I mean, that process is long and hard, but once you come out on the other side, you know that it's because of all the work that you've put in, and all those restless nights or hard workouts came to really, really meant something and got you to where you are. So it was hard, but it was a lot of fun, and it was very exciting to get to this point.
And I'm sure, yes, I'm sure a very, very satisfying feeling. And, I'm sure also that you're at least able to take a moment for a breath there and say, yes, I've made that decision. I can be excited about this for 5 minutes. We'll move forward. But we're going to be excited right now. So
exactly.
And it's not just lacrosse. It's also basketball. It's also field hockey. And you being, all league, all conference, even all state, that's kind of par for the course right now. And you've also been a captain this year. What, the captain on all three at once?
Yes.
Okay, now that's something. And that's like a boom, boom, boom. You got no break in there. So, and I'm sure you've been a captain for longer than just this season, at least on a couple of the teams. So Has anything changed for you, like when it comes to the leadership, to the way you approach your captainship? Look, obviously, your play speaks for itself, so you lead by that example. But what about other aspects? You ever feel any pressure?
I wouldn't say pressure, because I feel like it's just helping your team to win and have fun. That's the most important thing. I mean, there are some days where we got to say to stop talking, but most of the part, it's to have fun, make sure everybody on the team is having fun, that everybody's there to win. And with our team, it's pretty easy. Like, when we're on the field, we all know that we want to win. We all know what we have to do. So I feel like, obviously, it changed a little more where now, instead of me looking up to people, they're looking up to me. So I really have to always be there to talk to them. But for the most part, the team makes it pretty easy to do it.
And I was going to ask that question as well. But, you know, what is it that you may have learned from your early days, you know, when you were looking up to the other folks? Any lessons you learned back there that you find yourself using now?
Definitely. Probably just that you don't know what everybody's going through, so that they could be playing bad. They could be talking a lot, but they could have also had one of the worst days of their life and they're just here because they need a break. And I think that that's what I learned from all the leaders that I had before, who would always pull you aside and be like, hey, you're not doing as well as you usually do. What's wrong? What's going on? What happened? I think that's the biggest thing that I try to remember from those girls who did it for me. And I want to be able to do that for the other girls.
And that's important. That's important that, you know, because people are a whole package. It's not just who you are on the field at the moment. So another question then, of some of these younger players, I mean, you're the one they look up to now. Any of them showing some signs of things that you're just very pleased with? Like, you know, they're showing some moves forward that you're very proud of?
Yeah. I mean, I also have a little sister on the team, so I like to see her do some positive things, because I like to think that that's from me helping her in the backyard. So that one's probably the most exciting one. But there are totally all of the freshmen, really. One of the freshmen's Colleen. I played with her on basketball, and she's an insane basketball player. But watching her step up on the field, she scored a late goal against Bronxville that helped us pull out a win. I think that watching her excel and watching her grow her confidence is awesome. But then there's also girls that I've been on the team with for a little longer, who it's awesome to see them play and like get to play with them for a little longer, because they've definitely had their confidence, but watching it truly come to be and watching them now score more goals than they did last year, be excited about that or make better passes, that's pretty awesome to watch.
Oh, and I'm sure it is. And that's what being a good leader is all about. Noticing that type of thing. And so who do you think? That first player that you talked about, is that the next one who's got to make room on their mantle for one of these awards?
Colleen possibly. And I think she can. I think she will. I think she will in basketball as well, too.
Okay, so Coach, let me turn to you right now and talk to me about Taylor. Talk to me about coaching her.
Taylor's great. She makes it super easy to coach. We joke about how when she was younger, she didn't speak at all until to growing her confidence and then scoring all these goals. A big thing that I really respect out of her, though, is she has all these goals and assists and points, but she's always looking to the other girls to make sure that they're getting their recognition and their time and their time to shine.
Well, that's important. And again, that is the biggest sign of someone who is a good and a strong leader. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD. And I'm speaking with senior multi-sport star at Pelham High School, Taylor Green. So, Taylor, with this award comes the academic side of things, obviously. And you've got things pretty well in hand there. You've got like a 90 average, and you're carrying like seven really difficult courses all at the same time in your senior year. What were you thinking?
I'm not sure. It's gotten a lot easier. I think that teachers have checked out with a lot of the seniors and just made it easier, but I'm enjoying it.
I saw that list of classes. I was like, oh wow, holy cow. And but of all your classwork, what is it that really strikes your fancy?
Like, which class do I like the most?
Yeah, what is it that you might even be considering, emphasizing when you get to Stonehill?
Definitely forensics. That class is pretty, it's so interesting. I sit there, we haven't even taken out our computer. She's just been talking for the past 3 days, and everybody in the classroom doesn't even try to play a game on their computers. They're all so interested. It's just such an interesting topic to learn about. So definitely that one. That one keeps me awake.
And you know what? For that teacher, that is the ultimate award.
Yes.
You are the teacher that won the They Don't Look at Their Phones award. Because of your class. Totally. and you're not the only one, by the way, because one of the other questions I ask, and this would probably be the answer, is there any class that you've taken that surprised you that you didn't expect to like as much? And now, was it forensics or possibly something else?
I think I knew I was always going to like forensics, but I would probably say criminal justice, because even though they're similar, I was like, I'm not going to enjoy this class. But I've actually learned so much more and been so much more intrigued than I thought I was. I thought it was going to be a class that I was begging to leave, and I find myself actually enjoying what I'm learning about. So.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a bonus.
Yeah.
But yes, forensics is a popular one, and it has been throughout this school year. And by the way, I wanted to let you know, and I wanted to say thank you, and no pressure at this point. I was going to mention this earlier, but I didn't want it to weigh on your shoulders, you know, be too heavy. You are the last winner of the year. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you really do have to put on a fantastic show to close things out. All right. So, but again, no pressure there. All right. You're all good. So I also see here. Let's see. What else do you have here? Oh, you're an active member of the ALS Club, and you coordinated an event between you all and was it Yorktown last month because it honored a beloved alumni. Now, talk to me about this ALS Club. It seems to be very important to you.
Yes. My godfather, who was a very big person in youth football and sports all around Pelham, he's very well known. We even have his number on the field and a memoriam for him. He passed away from ALS a couple years ago. So that was really awesome to get to do. Me and my brother actually started the club. Well, he started it and let me join him because I was still only a sophomore. But we started the club to do stuff for that. So they do dodgeball tournaments and everything. But when I heard we wanted to do a fundraiser game, I thought there was nothing better than to tie in a very well-known, very well-loved person from our town. And it was awesome to see how many people showed up to see. It was really awesome to me that a lot of the girls that we were playing against had never actually heard of ALS. And it was awesome to hear them talking about it and learning about it and speaking about it. Like that made me smile to know that I was teaching new girls about this awful disease and that they were like so excited to go and give money. I felt like that was truly the best part of it.
No, that's great. I mean, and not, you know, make it educational, but also obviously a very big community event. And that is the one thing that I will say with all of you winners, especially, you know, well, not just especially this year, but with all of you winners, is that community for all of you is just so important. And it is absolutely huge. And you all give back to it. You know, you do that with the coaching that you do as well. I mean, that's got to be some fun, you know, helping the youngsters out. I mean, it's got to be a challenge trying to wrangle them. You know, I mean, you know, you count heads in the beginning and you hope you get to the same number when you count heads at the end, but
yes.
You know, but still, that's got to be pretty rewarding to help out the younger ones and also you know, feel like you're giving back.
It really is, especially I do it a lot for lacrosse, but sometimes I'll help out with basketball. And when we made it to the section final, these little girls were all sitting in the front row with little posters up for all the girls. And I was like, it makes you feel so like you really did something for those girls, and to know that they're watching you because they want to be like you. Because I did that. I used to love my coaches that were already on the varsity level. And I was like, wow, like they're so cool. They were like my celebrities when I was a little kid. So I think it's so rewarding to see them. Even at our lacrosse games, the same girls will come and see them and they want to be where you are. And like, that's just such an amazing feeling to know that you go to these practices and you feel like they're not listening to you at all, but then you go and you see them and it really does feel like you're making a change in their lives.
Oh, that's fantastic. And yes, that has to be incredibly, incredibly rewarding. And I also see, too, that you are part of the local lunch program for the homeless. What got you involved with that?
Me and my friends do that. We did it most recently for Thanksgiving, just because it's such an easy way to give back to those who don't have it. It's so easy. You just have to go and help make the boxes. And it's such an amazing thing to do. It's, again, one of those things that like just make you feel good, make you feel like you're helping those that don't have what you do. And you really don't have to do much, which I think is why so many more people should do it. It's such an easy thing to do. But it has such a big reward to those around you. So me and my friends went and did it, and it was amazing seeing how many people were there to help, how much food we made. The room was filled with boxes. It was insane.
And that is quite a reward. That is very much so. So good for you. Fantastically done to you and your friends. And Coach, well, actually, one more question here. So obviously, you are very busy, Taylor. You got a lot of stuff going on, right? When you get a moment, you get like just a couple of seconds to yourself. Do you have a hobby? Do you have something that you turn to? What do you do just to give yourself a breather? And now, by the way, this is where both Mr. Toombs there and Coach are going to start laughing because they're going to say, breather? What the hell are you talking about? Taylor doesn't take breathers. But if you do take a breather, something for a little bit of mental sanity, what do you do?
Well, I think there's two things. And one of them is funny because it still involves sports. Because I have an older brother and a younger sister who like to play. Like, even on Mother's Day, we came home and my brother was begging me and my sister to go outside and just play wiffle ball for fun. So I think for us, like, even when we don't have practice, we'll go insane if we're not doing something. So we'll go outside and we'll play basketball or we'll do something like that. Or I am a big movie person. I love watching movies. And, like, me and my dad like to guess, like, solve the mystery movies before the end of the movie, figure out who it was. So I think those two things are, if I have a chance, that's what I'll most likely be doing.
Well, there you go. And I do have a recommendation in that regard for all of you. If you haven't seen The Residence on Netflix, the super detective one that's based in the White House, a murder in the White House. That's one where you're not going to you and your dad have a good time trying to figure out the killer in that one.
I'll tell him we have to watch it.
And so, Coach, before we finish up here, talk to me a little bit more about Taylor here.
You know, I'm just incredibly proud of her. Like, she's accomplished so much, and she stays so humble through the whole thing, and all around, just a great athlete, great person. Even with all these broken records, she just did another one yesterday. It's not about her. It's about the team, and the team's going to win, and she just wants everything for them. It's great to see.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Coach, and to you, Taylor, and the rest and the team. Promising start. Good luck to you in the playoffs. Take those next steps. And also, I did want to mention, too, that tell your brother I said thumbs up. I love wiffle ball. I haven't played wiffle ball in so long. I could do that right now, as a matter of fact.
I will make sure to tell him.
Okay. For Pelham High School's Taylor Green, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, and we'll be back same time early in September of next year, and we'll talk to you then. Have a good summer.